Hi, everybody. It's
Love
Mark Ross.
Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Rawson, and I'm actually starting the show live from the road. I'm in the midst of actually logging into the console and bringing everybody online and bringing in our host. So I'd like everybody to bear with me for a minute while I sign in and do some of the details here. Right now, I'm actually broadcasting live from Virginia. I'm actually on the road for the next couple weeks, and I'll just ask everybody to bear with me as I log in. So I will be right back. All right, we're getting ready to bring on our host, and I appreciate everybody holding on while I pull that up. And we're going to bring on Claire Whitman, who does her radio show every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30. So hold on, please. All right, I'm going to actually go and talk to a couple of callers as I work through this, and just ask everybody to hold on. Hi, you're actually on the air. What is your name?
Hi, it's Rose.
Hey, Rose, I'll be right back. I'm just kind of going through the callers, and I want everybody to give a shout-out, so I'll be right back.
Great, thank you.
Hi, you're on the air. Your first name?
This is Tina.
Hey, Tina. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, your first name, please.
Laura.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Thanks.
Hi, your first name, please.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. I'll be right back. I'm just kind of going through and saying hello to everybody.
Okay.
Hi, your first name, please.
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy. We'll be right back. Hold on. Hi, your first name, please.
Hi, this is Beverly.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'll be right back.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, your first name, please.
Hi, this is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. Hold on for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, your first name, please.
Ann.
Hey, hold on for a second.
All right.
Okay. It looks like Claire is not going to be joining us on the air this evening. I'm going to go ahead and just run one of the replays of her shows, and I'm going to try to track her down this week and find out how she's doing and everything. So I apologize for not having her on the air this evening. So I'm going to go ahead and run one of her replays. So we will not be taking readings tonight on the phone. I do want to say thank you for everybody. Because I'm traveling, I do not have the ability to do card readings tonight, so I won't be able to do readings for you like I did last week. It's great having you all here, and thanks for tuning in. If you want to find out more about this show or any other show, you can tune into our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Have a great night, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're on the air with Mark Rawson, and we have another exciting show being brought to you by Spiritual Connections Radio. We have a new person who is joining our show schedule, who's going to be on every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Her name is Claire Whitman, and her show is called Intuitions with Claire, an intuitive journey into your future. And with that, I'd like to welcome Claire. Claire, are you there?
Yes, I sure am.
So it's so great to have you here. As everybody knows, you're going to be on the show starting tonight is your first night, and you're actually going to be on every single Monday, so once a week for an hour.
Absolutely.
The general format for everybody is that we'll do like a little bit of introduction. She's going to teach or talk about something. I think today me and Claire are going to talk about how we met and some of the stuff that Claire has been reading lately and things that interest her. And then as we get in after probably 20 minutes to the show or so after our commercial break, we'll start doing readings and stuff like that. So we'll put you on the air with Claire. I know a number of you are in the caller queue, and we'll be starting to take your calls. If you are just listening to the show now, you can actually call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And we'll be doing some short readings today. And I know we have a number of people I've already spoken to in the whole queue, and I apologize if I dropped your call there. I do have you listed in the list there. Yeah, Claire, I went back to ask their name to put it in the screen, and I didn't hear anybody, so I dropped the calls, and then, of course, I called.
Oh, my goodness.
So
it's not
a little
good,
technical
Mark.
Glitch. A little technical glitch for day one. But for your listeners out there that are listening, you did not lose your position in the queue. You were in the top of the list there. So thank you for calling back and stuff like that. So with that, Claire, I'll let you do your introduction, and I'll let you take it from here.
Well, I don't think I could have gave myself a better introduction than what you did, Mark. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. As Mark said, my name is Claire. I am an intuitive. I have done psychic readings, intuitive readings, tarot card readings, all types of different readings for clients for, gosh, maybe over 18, 19 years now. I've been an intuitive since birth, and I've been always very, I guess you could say, gifted from like born, really. It's something that has ran in my family for many generations. I would say I'm fourth generation. And a lot of people, I do have a lot of siblings that are intuitive as well, but they don't really look at it in such a good light as I do. I think it's something that just more gives them conflict than anything. For me, it gives me a little bit more an intuitive guide into my life and people's lives. So with them, it's a little bit different. But, you know, to each their own.
So I think if we want to tell the listeners and everything, as you know, my name's Mark Ross, and I created Spiritual Connections Radio, started it off as a single show, and started to branch out. And what I've been doing is been launching shows for individuals that have very unique skills. And I actually met Claire. I had been traveling around the country running an expo booth for a spiritual teacher named Deborah King. And I had actually set up a booth in New York City, and I had a chance to go down and meet Claire in person and sat down with her and said, "So, what do you think about doing a radio show?"
And it was so foreign to me. I was like, "Oh, my God, okay. And what am I supposed to talk about?" But now everything just comes so naturally. And I really did enjoy the expo. I thought it was wonderful. And it was very nice to meet all kinds of different people, so many different spiritual people, so many intuitive people, so many people with different gifts and just positive energies all the way around. So it was wonderful. And, you know, in a city like New York, it's hard sometimes to find people with the same type of energy that you project to the world. So being in one huge room with all of them was wonderful.
So what's a typical day look like for you, Claire? I mean, what do you normally do? Do you have a day job, or is this basically what you do full time?
This is my life. My gift is basically my life. I do all types of readings for different people. Basically, I will start usually my days with morning meditations just to, you know, open up my energy with positive energy, with some prayer, some light movement as far as like aura analysis is concerned,
just to kind of open up my chakras and make sure that they're getting the most positive energy that they possibly can. So I'll usually stay in that kind of morning meditation phase for about an hour, hour and a half. And then from there, I would start my day, have some tea, look what's going on in world news, and then start taking calls, start getting in touch with some clients, things to that effect. I like to read a lot. I'm reading a fantastic book now. It's called The Artist's Way. It is a wonderful, wonderful book. I would recommend it to anybody. It's all about finding your spiritual self through your creativity. And it is a wonderful book. It's a wonderful read. I've read it before, maybe about 3 years ago. Now I'm just rereading it and getting so much more light from it, really. I definitely, definitely enjoy reading it. It's a fantastic book.
Okay, so this will be your first intuitional test for this evening. What am I putting my hand on right now?
A computer.
What do I have my hand on right now on my desk?
On your desk? I would think a keyboard.
No, it is the artist's way.
It is the artist's way, really?
Yeah, I just got it in the mail about 2 days ago.
Wow, there you go. How fantastic is that? Do you love it?
You know, I haven't had a chance to actually get started on it. I just finished teaching a class this past Saturday that I broadcast both on Blog Talk Radio and also through Ustream on doing a past life regression meditation.
Uh-huh.
So haven't had a chance to actually open the book yet, but I heard it's more of like a thing that you want to have like unfold for you and that you want to really just kind of work through. It's not really, from what I heard, it's not the type of book you just want to sit down and read. It's more of you want to journal through it and just kind of really use it as a development process. I heard it's really good for, getting the art in you or the book out of you. I know I had a reading with Sonia Piquette probably about 2 or 3 years ago, and I asked her, well, how do I get my first book out? And she said, well, go get this other book and read it.
So, oh, my God. I think that's what I did the first time that I read The Artist's Way. I think that I read it more as a book, and now what I'm doing is going through like the 12-week program it has with it, how to kind of get more involved with the journaling and the documenting of me as a person and the people that I can reach out to and how to connect with them, you know what I mean? And just getting more into my creativity. It definitely is inspiring me to write a book, that's for sure. I just wouldn't know what I would write it about as of yet.
Yeah, I had someone who taught me once that books aren't written. You just basically just let them out. And it's just a matter of just channeling them, you know. So
I would agree.
Yeah. So I guess one of the questions I have, because I know I've taught a number of different types of forms of meditation, is what type of meditation do you do each day?
I do self-guided meditation. It's a very calm, light phase, just kind of taking myself out of me as a person and just into another channel of my day, maybe a deeper meditative energy. I like to incorporate my meditation with a lot of yoga, if that makes any sense. But it really, really takes me to another level of my spirituality. It helps me feel like I have a direct connection with my angel guide or my spirit guide. So a lot of self-guided meditation is usually what I do.
So what do you find is probably the one thing that's really just kind of pushed you forward more than anything else spiritually in the last 8 years?
Oh, my gosh, my clients. Absolutely, my clients. Helping them discover, helping them really discover themselves, helping find out what they want, helping them learn about what is ahead of their future. Kind of giving them that light, that intuition, so to speak. So I think really my clients have pushed me to become more spiritual for myself and for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, Deb, I'm a little bit jealous because for me, I can say I do have a lot of hindsight. So I can basically say that I really feel that I've only been on my spiritual journey for probably about 3 years now. There is a lot of hindsight that goes back. I remember reading Seth Speaks when I was 11 years old. You know, there's different parts of my life where there was definitely things that I can look back on that were major ahas. But I definitely don't think I could claim that I've had the gift or was aware of it as a child. So I really love that you kind of say that right from the beginning. And, you know, with that, what I want to know from you is, what do you think was your big, what was the big, like, first introduction you had where you realized that there was something spiritual going on in your life?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad that you asked that. I was in, it was the third, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was the third day of second grade. And my teacher, she'll remain nameless for now. My teacher did not seem as happy as she did for the first 2 days of school. And I was thinking, you know, it's Wednesday, maybe, you know, she's like a little tired. It's the first day, it's the first week of school, really. And I just went up to her and I asked her, I was like, are you okay? And then she looked at me and she was like, yeah, Claire, I'm okay. Why would you say that? What makes you say that? And then I just got this crystal clear vision, like right between my eyes, that her and her spouse had a really bad argument the night before. And then I didn't know how to ask her because here I am, like the 7-8-year-old kid, like talking to her. And then I was like, well, I just feel like you had a really bad fight last night with your loved one. And then she looked at me and her mouth dropped and she was like, oh, my God. And then I was like, maybe I'm totally wrong and out of line. So I just walked away. And then she was like, I'll see you after class. And I thought something was wrong. I thought I was in trouble. She's going to call my parents. I'm going to get kicked out of school. That's it. And then she was like, after class, she was like, Claire, how did you know that? And I told her, I was just like, I saw a vision. And then she told me, well, yes, to let you know that was true. My spouse and I had a bit of a dispute last night. And then I asked her, I was like, are you trying to have kids? And then she just started to bawl like a baby. She just started to cry. And then I started to cry with her because I could feel her pain. So then from there, wow. I knew something was going on. I knew that there was something there. I always had little spurts of small vision, intuition, things that would come by, but never, ever, ever to that effect. And then that same day when I went home, I told my mom what happened. I was like, it's better if I tell her than she hears it from the school. And I told her what happened, and then she told me, Claire, you have the gift. I have the gift. Your grandmother has the gift, and you have it. And it's very, very, very clear. At that point, growing up, I thought everybody's parents were intuitive. You know what I mean? I thought everybody's parents knew stuff. And then at that point, around 7.5, 8 years old, I realized that it was really not the case with most people, only a select few. I do believe that everybody has an intuition. I strongly believe that. But what I also believe is that we choose not to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was my first experience.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I know for a number of years I taught psychic development classes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that people realize is that everybody is psychic.
Yes,
For some people, it's a matter of maybe they call it the woman's intuition.
Yes.
For men, you can call it the gut feeling. It was actually interesting. It was a couple of years ago. I was actually, you know, I was working in the corporate world. I came from 30 years of corporate technology. And one of the things that I thought was interesting is when I was working on my Harvard business certification, one of the things that I studied in the Harvard journals is that a lot of executives are actually very intuitive, and they actively use their intuition to guide multi-billion-dollar companies in the world. And I thought that was really interesting. More importantly, I guess, because of the fact that they were willing to admit that they actually used intuition or what they called their gut feeling for making a lot of decisions in business. But I do think it's you know, what you normally see in a class like that when I would teach people, it's just a matter of just paying attention. Because most of the time we just write off everything we're getting as either daydreaming or, you know, we think we're making things up and stuff like that. And, you know, what you realize is that you're actually getting really good information. And I think really what really cements it and what was really, I think, really powerful for you at that age is that your teacher was able to validate that for you. Because if she had turned to you and said, you have no idea what you're talking about, there is no issues with me and my spouse, I mean, you know, that would have just, you know, that could have crippled you at that point.
Oh, my God, I would have been crushed.
So I think validation is, like, really important. And I think for most people who are doing psychic development, it's a key concept because, you know, even though you have a lot of gifts and everything like that, unless you're really getting some type of validation, you don't really know if what you're getting is accurate or not or if you need to clean it up. And I think most of the time, and I think you'll probably agree with me on this, is that most of the development you do has a lot to do with clearing or doing your own personal work because of your own personal filters and how they influence or can influence the readings you're giving to people.
I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. You cannot give a detailed, positive reading unless you know that you're okay. Because I'll take myself, for example. If I had a bad day, I'm not going to read for somebody. Because it's like, I don't feel like it's fair. Because maybe something that upsetted me or irritated me in my day may come off in that person's reading. And the last thing in the world that I want to do is irritate somebody that I'm reading for. I want them to feel uplifted. I want them to feel awesome about everything. And I don't think that my energy should affect theirs. I think the energy that I have to present to them has to be empowering and just fantastic overall with a source of energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know from looking at your bio that, you know, you do a lot of different questions. I like the fact that you say not only limited to love and relationships, but also that you do a lot of different coaching and stuff. And I like to think of it as soul coaching. And that is really just kind of helping people get what they need to make that next step in their life to be the highest potential that they're capable of. And with that, I guess I was wondering, what do you think is the top three questions that you normally get if you were to, like, survey through your mind of, like, the last 300 readings you've done?
Number one is, when will I win the lottery? Not will I win the lottery. When will I win the lottery? That I get a lot. Number two would be, when will I get married? And number three would be, am I in the right line of work? Those are the main three that I get quite often. But I think that those are questions that anybody would want to ask.
Yeah, because those are generally could be, you know, when you talk about money, which is our basis of who we are, first chakra, you know, safety, security, foundation, you know, financial security, you know, relationships and career. I mean, talking about, you know, if we look at Wayne Dyer and what he talked about in The Shift, where he talked about for most people under a certain age, male and female, the certain set of priorities that we have in life. And usually later in life, there's the shift and then those priorities will change. But, you know, relationships, money and career can be major important things for, you know, pretty much everybody on the planet. And
absolutely,
it doesn't matter, you know, what your background is and stuff like that. I think, you know, what's interesting as we coach people, though, is, and I think a lot of people see this when they see the readings, and I'm sure you notice this from having worked with so many people, is that lots of times the answer to those questions aren't as simple as people think because a lot of it has to do with the individual and some personal work they have to do.
Yes.
I know normally when I coach people in relationships, you know, having the right person come into their life has a lot to do with, well, did you let go of the energy or what you had as far as the connection with the last relationship? Did you learn from the last relationship what you needed to learn? And, you know, have you let go of it? Are you still holding fear or anger or whatever towards that? And it's more about just the personal changes an individual has to make, as I call aligning themselves with mm-hmm. the relationship that's already out there. And I think for a lot of people, they just want that quick down and dirty, and they don't want to do the work that it takes to get to, you know, being, you know, the lottery winner or getting into the perfect career or getting into the relationship that they're really looking for.
Absolutely. People expect it to be handed to them. And 99% of the time, it's not going to happen.
And with that said, I know we're a little bit early, but we have quite a few callers queuing up. So,
oh my gosh.
I figured if you want to actually, maybe what we could do today is just do a quick commercial break right now, and then we can start taking callers.
All right.
So with that said, what I'd like to do is give some instructions to all the callers out there and let you know that we are really looking for you just to give one question right off the bat after you say hello. That you do not make it multiple questions, because we do have a number of people and we do want to get to everybody so we can get a lot of readings and, you know, make contact and help a lot of people this evening. So please limit your question to one thing. And I guess, is there anything else you want to add to that?
Me? I want to add that I'm very excited and that I'm looking forward to reaching out to all of the callers. And if they want to afterwards, they can get in touch with me directly through my website just go through my website and we could follow from there.
All right. And you know, with that said, because I would normally do this the other way around, but it doesn't matter, what is your website? How can people find out more about you and your services?
My website is thehealinggallery.com, thehealinggallery.com. That is the best way to get in touch with me. And all my contact information is listed there.
All right. Sounds good. So with that, I just want to let everybody know you're listening to Claire Whitman, who is live on Spiritual Connections Radio Mondays every week, 6:30 to 7 p.m. That's 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
Eastern Standard Time each week. And the show is called Intuition with Claire. And we're really excited to have her starting her radio show with us this evening. And we'll be looking forward to many, many shows this year with her. And with that, I want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And you can find out more about the radio show and other shows that are aired on this channel by going to www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And once you're up to Spiritual Connections Radio, you have the ability to follow each of the shows. You can actually download the shows as MP3s. You can get it in iTunes. And you get the podcasts and everything. You can go back and replay the shows directly from the Internet off of the link. And all that is available to you as listeners for free. So with that, if you're ready, Claire, we'll start taking some callers.
Absolutely.
You are on with Claire.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, are you?
Good. My name is Tonetta.
Hi.
And I have a detailed question. I would like to know a time frame of when you see Danny moving into my home here to live with me.
Okay, fantastic. And how long have you and Danny been together?
We grew up as kids. I've known him 30 years. I've been dating and seeing him since June of 2012, and things have really gotten serious since April of 2013.
Okay. From what it is that I can really pick up on and what I'm really feeling as far as your energy and his is concerned, I feel that September is when the relationship is going to go to the next step, is what I'm really picking up on. And I do feel your energy is becoming more and more close together around that time. So I think September is looking very good for you and Danny in the relationship.
Okay, so great. September. Okay.
All right,
yeah,
thank
definitely.
You for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tonetta.
You're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire. This is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great.
My question is about career. I'm moving from South Carolina to Georgia, and I've been putting in applications for about 2 months now. And I guess I want to know if, like, I'm on the right track, because I got an email about a job blast, and I had already applied to some positions, but, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where to apply to get some hits.
So you want to know what line of work would be the best for you?
Yes.
I'm going to be very straightforward. I feel that you are somebody that is very determined and you don't like to be told what to do. I feel that you're meant to be doing something in project management is what I'm really picking up on.
Okay.
That's where I'm feeling a lot of success.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm
applying. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
James, you're on with Claire.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. I guess the question I had was about just generally about the relationship I'm in. I'm just kind of wanting to know if there's anything that I need to be aware of or precautions or, you know, I'm sure there's learning to be done, but, like, you know what I'm saying, just kind of a general feel for it. Yeah.
The person that you were involved with, what is their name?
Megan.
I can feel that you and Megan have a very, very strong energy with one another, but I do feel that she has a little bit of communication issues.
Yes.
And I feel as if she is so drawn to you, and I feel as if you're very drawn to her as well, but I feel like there is a bit of a wall separating you two in terms of the communication. I think that you two need to break down those walls and just open up to one another about things that you may even be a little bit afraid to talk about. Just kind of break down those walls of communication and just kind of let it all just clear out anything that you both have a fear of.
Okay, thanks, James.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jill, you're on with Claire.
Hi.
Hello, thank you.
My question is,
I have, my parents are gone. I have two difficult sisters. I'm like Cinderella, the youngest, and they're my wicked.
I was just going to say that. Uh-huh.
So there's a situation we're in, and are they going to carry through on their threats?
Are they going to carry through on their threats? The oldest one will. The middle one will flake out.
Okay, but I'll be fine.
You will be fine. I definitely feel as if you will be fine, yes. But the oldest one is going to try a little bit more intimidation tactics is what I'm picking up on.
Okay, but she's not going to get my other sister to follow
her?
My other sister's weak.
Yeah, I think that your other sister is going to have a bit of a dose of reality and basically be like, we're sisters, not enemies.
Okay, because I know you need to move on. I'm wondering if the weak one has a personality disorder.
No, I don't feel like it's going. I feel like she's going to be the one that will kind of come more on your side.
Okay. Okay, so nothing's going to happen to me.
You'll be good. Definitely.
Okay.
Keep it in prayer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Sandra. You're on with Claire.
Hi, Sandra.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Good, thank you. How can I help you?
I have a question. I just recently met a guy. His name is Tony. And I'm just wondering about him. Is his intentions are really good, and if, you know, it's going to go anywhere.
How did you two meet, Sandra?
I met him online.
I feel a lot of things about this gentleman. I feel that he has a very, very good heart. I do pick this up, but I do not feel that he is ready for a commitment. I feel that he has too much drama from his past that is holding him back from being with a good woman. And I do feel that he's very intimidated by you because you are such a good person. He is not used to being in a relationship with a good person.
Okay.
I think you should take it slow and try and work out what... I think he needs to work out whatever issues that he has in the past, not you. But I do feel like you should let him know that you are there for him.
Okay, because, yeah, I'm going to be moving out, too, and he wants to help me get into another apartment, so I don't know if that's going to work.
See how it goes. He may have ulterior motives in mind.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandra.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Diane, you're on with Claire.
Hi, this is Diana. Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. My question is about my car. I want to know when the next car is coming, if it'll be here by July.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. You want to know if your car will be here by July?
Yeah.
Car is an automobile.
Yeah.
Okay, I just had to make sure.
I could have asked you about a man, but I thought...
I just asked you for a card. I was like, what kind of card?
Automobile, okay.
I do feel that it'll be to you by July, but I feel it may be a little bit more towards mid-July.
Okay, because I can't... Do you see me in Mount Shasta in time, in July?
I'm sorry?
I need to be in Mount Shasta in July. Do you see me getting there in time?
I do. I really do, yes.
Oh, thank you. Man. Okay, if you're right, I'm going to call back and let you know. Are you going to stay on the show? Because I don't think I've ever heard you before.
Say that one more time.
Will you stay on this show?
Yes, I will.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
all
this
right.
is actually Claire's show, and Claire is going to be doing, this is actually her show, so she'll be doing the show every Monday.
All right, I'll call
back
if you're
right. Thank you for your question,
well,
Diane.
I sure hope you are. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Kim, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for taking my call. I'm at a complete transition in my life. 28 years of marriage, almost finalized divorce. I buried my family a year ago.
Oh.
And I have been studying with Deborah King. That's how I found out about you through Mark.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't know if you could just tell me what you see coming up next. I have to move everything. I know I am having a complete rebirth. I've been working on myself for a year. I've really been in a desert period, and I did pull out my Artist Way book since you started the show. And because I read it before, but I think it's been calling to me anyway. And I was wondering what you saw. I would like to start. I've applied for jobs in all kinds of places, but I'm wondering if I should be starting doing spiritual work or
absolutely.
And just looking for anything that you pick up on me.
What I can feel is that you are the type of person that if you are in a constricted zone, you're going to become very broken down. You have to be very expressive. I do think that you need to start writing is what my spirit is really showing me and really releasing. I think that writing is something that is going to allow you to have a very positive flow and a very, very creative energy that is going to come around you. Definitely get into writing, possibly even more journaling. What it is also that I would say as far as career, I do think that you should look into spiritual. Do you do anything with Reiki?
Well, I work with Deborah King, so it's about... I don't know how, and Mark could probably explain that better. I worked on
it. Yeah, she does energy healing like Reiki.
Okay, because I do feel a lot of that all around you, and I feel like it's something that you should dive into a little bit deeper because I feel like it'll be something that will really give you a lot of prosperity in your own mind frame.
I have a chance of being a ghostwriter for another master healer that I really admire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see anything with regards to that?
I do feel this, but I feel it really lifting up at the very end of July, early August.
Awesome. Oh, that's perfect. Claire, you are so right on, and I can't thank you enough for this opportunity. And thank you, Mark.
You. Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good night, Kim.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi. Greetings and gratitude to you both.
Thank you.
Question is, I've been doing business consulting for several years now, and I really love it when I have a client and any projects around businesses, but it's not enough to sustain me. It has not been, even though I have a website and do a number of different, you know, normal things to get myself out there. So I'm wondering, my question is, what is the best work for me or combination of work for me in terms of hopefully immediate or very soon financial sustenance?
Have you looked into any kind of government work?
I think that would kill me. I'm sort of like your last caller, and I would just feel smothered.
I understand completely. I am feeling some kind of connection with government work is what I am picking up on, possibly some kind of contracting or something to that effect. If not government contracting, some form of contracting. I feel this energy very strongly. You should kind of maybe take a peek into it because it may pleasantly surprise you.
Oh, I didn't expect that. You say contracting, but not necessarily contracting. I was a little confused.
I know. I feel like contract. I feel government contracting, but if it's not, if you feel like it may not be government, look into possible contracting, maybe real estate contracting.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hello?
Yeah. Dropped the call there. Hold on.
Oh.
It happens every once in a while. You're on with Claire.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. I was calling to see if you see anything for a job opportunity.
Are you currently waiting for a response from somebody?
Yes, and also I've been applying for work jobs.
Yes, I feel, yeah. Where, hold on, I'm getting a very strong vision. I see you starting work and I'm picking up a date. I'm picking up the date of July, hold on. My vision shows me, actually, July 1st is when I'm seeing you starting to work. Do you have anything that you're waiting for around that time?
Not that I know of. I've just been putting out applications.
I feel that probably by Friday, this coming Friday, you're going to be interviewing, and then I do feel as if July 1st you will be getting some form of work.
Do you know what type of work it will be?
That vision isn't coming through strongly, no.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your question. Yeah. Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, Claire. I'd like to know if you see money coming in for me, more money than what I'm making.
Are you expecting a check in the mail?
The only check I get is direct deposit in my bank account.
I am actually feeling a paper check coming to you in the mail on July the 9th is what my vision shows very strongly. I feel it something a little bit greater than $780. I don't know where it could be coming from, but I'm definitely seeing that vibe.
Okay.
Huh. All right. Thank you for your question.
Thanks. All right.
Checks in the mail. You're on with Claire.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good.
How can I help you?
I was wondering, like, if you see, like, a relocation, if it's going to go well for me.
Do I
feel a relocation going well for you?
Yes.
I do feel it going well. I'm going to be very straightforward. I feel like it may be a little bit hard for you to adjust to the relocation in the first couple of weeks, but I'm feeling that it will be overall something that works well for you in your future. I do feel the relocation. Where are you relocating to?
Europe.
It'll be hard in the beginning, but I feel like overall it'll be something that you'll adapt to very positively. Good luck with your travel.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Good.
I just want to know what any job prospect coming my way because I'm not working.
I do feel some job opportunities coming for you, yes. Are you networking with anybody as far as that is concerned? Because I feel like you being referred to a job.
Only thing that I've been networking is in, like, temp agencies, but not, like, people that I know of or anything like that.
I definitely feel the networking coming through for you, for sure, and I feel like you will be getting work at the very end of this month is what I'm picking up on. But keep working with the temp agencies because I feel like it'll get you it'll get your foot in the door.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. What is your question?
I was just wondering about, like, love life, you know. Anything going to happen?
Oh, tell me about what's been happening.
What's that?
Tell me about what's been happening.
What's been happening?
Yeah.
You really want to know?
Maybe we don't have time for that.
I was going to say, you probably don't have time for all that.
Well, what I do feel off of your voice vibrations alone is that you give entirely too much. You have to take a step back and start letting people in relationships give to you. I feel a lot of younger women around you, for sure. But I definitely feel like those may be, they may not be the best fit for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Are you there?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was on or not. I'm not really sure what the question is. I feel extremely overwhelmed and is very stressed out. A lot of things have happened. My ex-husband got remarried just recently. I'm very stressed out by that. And love life and career, and I just wanted to find out overall, what do you see for me?
From what I'm feeling, I can definitely tell that this last year has been very overwhelming, and I definitely feel like he is going to get a divorce. I can sense that so strongly because the person that he is with, they did not start the relationship on a good note. Do you see what I'm saying?
Hmm.
I feel like...
I married this past Saturday. I mean, it just was a couple of days ago.
I feel like they're still going to get divorced. I really feel that. I feel like the way that they came into the relationship wasn't honest with one another. I feel like she had her own issues, and I feel as if he had his own issues.
Well, that's very true. Yeah.
And
when do you think that would happen?
When do I think that the divorce is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I feel like it's going to start taking place probably in the next 7 months.
Oh, that's really fast.
But I do see another man in your life. Who's this other man?
Well, I'm kind of seeing somebody right now, but I don't really know how I feel about it. I'm not really sure if he's a good fit. He's also long distance. So I don't, you know, I'm not really sure if this is the right person for me. I have no idea. I'm so confused about it.
Why do you feel like you're confused about it?
Because he's not, like, if I were to write down what I would want, he doesn't really fit all the those pieces, but my heart was really severely broken back in October by somebody I was having a relationship with for 3 years, and I don't know if it's that I'm just so messed up by that, and this is the right guy for me, or if he's really not the right person for me. I'm not sure, honestly.
I'm going to be very, very straightforward with you. I don't feel that he's the right person for you at all. I really don't. I feel like he's just more of a friendship, not love, is what I'm picking up on.
That's what I was wondering.
That's what I'm really feeling.
Because he says he's feeling, you know, like he wants to marry me, and I'm like, oh, that's nice.
That's
really
nice. That's definitely nice to know, but I don't know
if
it's something
my
that's
ego,
going
but,
to be. Yeah, exactly.
Do you see someone coming, like, for me, that would actually be that somebody would knock my socks off?
I see somebody named Greg.
Greg, is when would that happen? Because I don't know Greg.
I see somebody named Greg, and actually I'm feeling it around September, early September. You have to focus right now, sweetie, on yourself, not love life. Focus
yeah, that's
on
what
yourself.
I'm...
Because
doing,
I feel
yeah.
like there's so many negative energies from your past that are blocking your gate of opportunity for love.
Well, I've been doing more grounding, like going into the forest and, you know, walking around barefoot and just kind of, because I think the grounding part is have something I haven't been doing.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Keep yourself grounded.
And the other thing is that the career, thank you for saying that, by the way. It really rings completely true with what
the
you're
only,
saying.
Only one question, please.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate your help.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi, I had a question about love.
Hi, go ahead.
I just want to know what you think of the current guy I'm in a relationship with.
I feel a lot of energies around him. My visions are really showing me that he is a good person at heart, but there are a lot of negative people around him as far as his friends are concerned.
That's true. That's true.
I feel like there's been a lot of miscommunication between you two. Do you have children?
Yes, we do.
I feel
we have two children, but we're not married currently, and it's just like, I don't know, the friends and, you know, just taking up so much of our time that I'm not sure when, you know, if he's ever going to become the kind of person that just wants to be, like, you know, more into family instead of friends and, you know, that kind of scene.
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. I can feel as if his friends are a very, very negative influence on him, and I do feel
yeah.
like
yeah.
he cares so much about you, and he really does love you, because if he didn't, he would not be as committed to you as he has been. But what I'm really picking up on is that his influences are a lot of peer pressure and a lot of negative energy in that department. I see your relationship building up a lot, but you do have to bring God back into your love life.
Yes, that's very true. So you think I should just stick with this relationship?
I do. I do think that you should stick with your relationship, the current one, but definitely forget about the past, because that's what's coming on strong as well.
Yes, that's true. I've been thinking about the past a lot, and just it's not going to take me anywhere.
It's not. It is not going to get you anywhere at all.
You have
okay,
to work
thank
on
you.
Your future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just waiting for that call to go on hold. Hi, you're on with Claire.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello? Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. My name is Alcina.
Hi, how can I help you?
I'm wondering if you see anything happening with me that's interested right now.
With you and the person you're interested in?
Into anything or no?
Also, I'm so sorry. I can barely hear what you're saying. It's like you're dropping out every other word.
Oh,
I was wondering what you see, like, is it going to turn into a relationship or just friendship? Or
what I can feel off of his vision, off of his vibration, is that he is very, very attracted to you, but I do think that you two should move slow because he has tendency to kind of overwhelm himself, but I do feel like there's a lot of potential for this relationship to grow, but definitely take it slow with one another.
Could you give me something else, like, pertaining to him? Like, that way I know you're talking about him.
Well, what's his name?
His name is Brian.
Mm-hmm. Then what would you like me to tell you specifically about him?
Well, I guess, like, if he's interested, why is he hot and cold?
Because there's somebody else around him.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Hello? Did I drop?
No, you're on. We just, I just switched you over. Hi,
okay.
You're on with Claire.
Hello? Hello?
There's a caller there. They're not saying anything.
Hi.
All right, switching over. Hi, you're on with Claire. For some reason, we're not hearing anybody here.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Okay. So thank you for all those callers that came in. And
yes, thanks, everybody.
Sounded like a little, I was going to say, feels like a whole speed dating kind of thing.
It does. It felt like lightning round.
So, yeah, what do you normally do after you get done on a session like this? Do you need to kind of, like, turn it down and, you know, kind of clear off the communication? Or, I mean, how do you clear after you're done?
What I usually do is I just kind of take a deep breath. I drink some tea. I kind of relax my mind and just come back into my spiritual element as opposed to the client's spiritual element. So just kind of maybe a little, like, very light meditation, and then just kind of tune out, come back to me, back to reality.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got another caller. Hold on. Hi, you're on with Claire.
Hi.
Hi.
Claire?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, my question is, I received a judgment, money judgment court. Contacted the collection agency to collect judgment for me, and they collected the person that you said that he doesn't even know who I am. Do you see this being a successful collection?
Okay. Can we start that question from the start because I could not hear a word?
Okay. I have a judgment from a court.
A judgment from a court? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I contacted the collection agency to see if they could collect the judgment for me.
The collection agency?
They contacted.
The collection agency posted the judgment form.
They contacted the person who the judgment is against, and he said, if he doesn't even know who I am.
That sounds like identity theft to me, or some kind of fraud. So it doesn't really sound as if it's, like, going to stick.
So you mean the collection won't be favorable for me?
I don't see why it wouldn't be at all, yeah.
Thanks, I want to collect on that.
Maybe I'm not understanding the question. Hold on. There is a collection agency that wants to get money from you?
I contact in an effort to try to collect the judgment that I've won through.
Mark, are you hearing the static I'm hearing, or is it just me?
She keeps on dropping off. If I understand this correctly, it sounds like she's trying to collect money. She got some other company to go out and ask for the money.